happy Wednesday, good afternoon. Hope you're all having a great day. It's Mike here to talk some independent wrestling on Indeed with my awesome co-host. We're back. He's back. I was here, but like he something might have happened last week. There was like some thing going on where like a bunch of people were all in the same city and he was there. So Reg, welcome back. How was your week?
Mike, if it wasn't for this great show that we have called Indeed, I wouldn't know what day it was. I wouldn't know what time it was. I wouldn't know what where we were in the universe. I've been in a blur for the last week. And I left for Philadelphia last Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. And I got back at 10:30 p.m. last night. So I don't know anything that's happened in the world. I don't know what this is. I don't know who you are. This could all be AI. This isn't really Righteous Reg. This is just a hologram at this point. I sent somebody to do my job.
I don't even look the same as when you were here last.
That's what I'm saying. This could be Mike, but this also could be just some dude. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, like I got in a little fight with a lawnmower. I had to get the poodle off of my head.
Oh damn! I forgot we almost did a bit.
I was gonna do it, and then I was like,
I would have died.
I really need to get the haircut. I can't. But yeah, if I had waited one more day to get a haircut, because I got it like this afternoon.
Hilarious.
If I had waited one more day to get a haircut, my wife would have definitely styled my hair like Terrence Howard in the new interview that came out. I was going to do it.
With his lion's mane.
Oh my God, he looks like my Nana.
He does. He does. Definitely for the 70s Farrah Fawcett look.
I showed my barber and I was like, you know, I was gonna do this on a podcast like this afternoon if I didn't get this appointment today.
It was almost over for you, dude. So funny. But yeah, just came back from Philadelphia, and this is the Indeed podcast, the most famous independent wrestling promotion of all time. I think Extreme Championship Wrestling plays a huge part in the reason that I love independent wrestling the way that I do is because of ECW, is because of everything they did, because of the foundation that they laid. So in Philadelphia, I got to go to the world's famous ECW arena. Mike, it was like, there's these moments that I have throughout these years going to WrestleMania. This is my 12th one, crazy enough. And so I've had so many times where of the years I've like wanted to do things as a wrestling fan of the lore and all this. So I got to go inside the ECW arena. They had banners up. They had the whole nine, the 2300 arena is what it's now called. It was just a beautiful, beautiful day of reminiscing of being 12 years old and watching wrestling in this same building. Awesome, awesome stuff. I got to check out Joey Janela's Spring Break Clusterfuck, Mike. Okay, I was off the internet, so I hadn't seen a lot going on. I walk into this building and the Punjabi prison's already set up. So I'm like, I start talking to Mouse, the photographer. Shout out to Mouse. He, dad of a big win this week. And so I'm like, we're just looking at the structure like, something bad is going to happen, I think, Mike. And everybody was watching it, and I all think they had the same idea that something bad might happen here. How did you feel? Did you see the Punjabi prison match?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I had like,
funny.
As soon as the announcement for that match and the graphic for that match came out like a couple months ago, I was like, I don't care if it's head to head with anything. I have to like have two monitors. I have to see the Punjabi prison match. And it was on the clusterfuck anyway. So like, I knew I'd just be watching regardless. I wanted to see the clusterfuck. The clusterfuck was great. The Punjabi prison, though, like Big Vin is a god for all the shit he manages to build, like between, Cage of Death, their war games, their Art of War games, Cage, like all the fuckery for all the deathmatch tournaments. But like the Punjabi prison, I think might be his like holy grail in terms of shit that he has put together. And that thing was solid. Like Kevin Koo climbed up on that shit.
Yo, when people started climbing it, I was like, yo, I don't know. It might happen. It might happen, but it didn't happen. It stayed up there.
Nope. Nope. Big Vin is amazing.
But the best part, Mike, you know, being at an independent wrestling show, being around independent wrestling promoters and time, the best part was me thinking, how fast are they going to get this thing down? Because this is the first match and we got to get right to it. We don't have time to be like, all right, everybody, let's take a break. Because one, the show started at midnight. Like, you got to get to it. And we're about to get to one of the most ridiculous matches of all time. We don't have time. But again, Big Ben and crew got that thing down so quickly. I was like, oh, wow, amazing. The whole night was great because it was capped off by indeed friend of the show, Jay Rose. I got to watch it with Jay Rose and Mouse. And so we I can't get into the game that we made of the clusterfuck. But you could imagine I'm not going to lay it out for you, but three black guys that are into pro wrestling and pro wrestling things and black wrestlers coming up. Just imagine like what we were talking about watching this match. And so at one point, Jay Rose is like, oh, there's going to be 80 guys in this. And I'm like, oh, that's a funny bit, Jay Rose. You know, like, I've been smoking all day, Mike. I'm tired. It's very late. I'm like, 80, yeah, sure. 80 guys. Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's funny, dude. Like, you guys, Jay Rose is playing a joke. And so, like, this match is happening, and it's going, and it's going. And then I'm like, wait, I don't think Jay Rose was lying, Mike. I think he was – I think this wasn't a bit. And then at the end, they're like, oh, there was 87 people in this. And I was like, wait, what had happened here?
Yeah, you start thinking about, like, all the people that had come through that match, and you're like, yeah, it's a lot of people.
But, like, it was actually 80 also, people in there.
Like, the crazy thing is it's an 87-person battle royal. Mm-hmm. You know, but that also has like a that also has like a pinfall element to it as well. Yeah. Like it's you know, it's basically an 87-person battle royal. That shit was so well ran.
It was. It like incredible. It didn't feel like it ended up almost 2 hours, and it was a blast, dude. It just kept like there were so many different sections. They did the ECW tribute part, and Aja Kong's in here. Nick, like, there's always like Microman, like all these little certain elements that built onto the match. So it didn't feel like one match. It's like 20 different matches in one.
It was. It's like a pro wrestling opera.
Yeah.
It's like a rock opera of wrestling.
Again, you talk about Big Ben and putting together these structures. Who put together this? Like, whose brain was like, I'm going to structure this thing?
So I believe, I don't know everybody that had a hand in putting the match together, but I'm pretty sure Speedball agented, like, you know, he was like there helping coordinate some stuff for a bit.
That makes so much sense, because he came out and was in there for 10 seconds, and I was like, that's the most Speedball thing I've seen, I think. So that would make a lot more sense as to why he was
in there. Was he only in there for 10 seconds, though? He might have been in there twice.
See, this is amazing. That makes so much more sense, Mike. I'm like, oh, yeah, of course, dude.
Yeah, it was... that match is, like, just everything. Like, How many times watching that match did you like stop and go, I fucking love pro wrestling?
Out of the 87, at minimum, like 23 of like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. But like throughout the whole thing, I was like, you guys. And just saw at one point, Nate Webb comes out and like everyone just stops the match and everybody just sings.
Teenage Dirtbag Karaoke Night.
I love that. That was one of the big moments where I was like, man, I love it here.
Yep, this is amazing. Man Like Doris and Viva Van and Fuego del Sol. Like, I love that. Like, that's one of the funniest, most amazing things I've and you know, over a million people have seen that clip to agree, probably. So, yes. And that's again, like, not you know, some crazy spot or move or anything. Nah. It's just the fun and magic of pro wrestling when you just let the cool shit happen and the creativity flow.
And there was so much of that fun, like, okay, you guys, we're serious on the internet all the time. We're arguing. We're doing all kind of crazy stuff. All of that is out the window. We're having fun. Like, there's no nothing. You might see Yoshihiku. You might see all the craziest things you ever seen in your entire life in this match. We're just here having a good time. The crowd's into it. Wrestlers are into it. Perch is out there. Like, it's just a lot of greatness happening, and that I was appreciative to be able to watch it with a great a bunch of great people and see the nonsense that that was. I'm guessing they got so close to 100. Like, how's next year not? Like, you just need 13 more people. There was 13 more people in there, I think, in the crowd too, if we were talking, but you know, time and stuff.
That's a whole other thing you could talk about, is like people who were out there as part of the match, mm-hmm. that when they didn't have shit going on in the match, the stuff they chose to do on the outside.
I mean, you start randomly see people walking around. I'm like, wait, when did you? I didn't. How did you? It was a bunch of like, when did you get here? But now you're saying, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like, I know where you were. Oh, somebody. Yeah, the amount of people are just like, you know, they just, you know, they instead of laying in the corner, it's like they just clear the ring and let everyone have their moment. And like, you know, Manders goes and sits front row and, you know, has a beer and just watches some wrestling for a bit.
That's what's fun too. And it's like, because at one point it's like, well, Manders has been gone for 30 minutes, and then he'll slide and like, where was he for 30 minutes on the outside?
So that actually, that reminds me of an experience I had. I didn't get to talk about this last week because we didn't have an episode, but mm-hmm. The Saturday, so two Saturdays ago now, mm-hmm. Would have been the 30th of March. I went to Crossbody Pro Wrestling's building, but it was actually for a Speedball Mike Bailey's Fightertainment show.
Oh, yeah.
And that actually, that's something that was like a whole other wrestling experience for me, because I don't, you know, if you've ever seen one of these shows on his Twitch streams, it's, you know, it's very much, it's not wrestling, it's Fightertainment. For very clear, not at all legal reasons. But yeah, it's like, so everything that is normally like, this is the appropriate behavior to have at a wrestling show, it's like, actually this, you can do this instead.
Right.
So as the show
being attached to Mike Bailey makes it extra funny too, because he's such a serious 5-star wrestler that like, there's this other world where he's in also.
Oh, that's the thing, though, like his television, like, you know, professional matches and stuff are like, but then his brainchild shows are just off the wall insanity.
Mike Speedball Mike Bailey, I'm tired of you. We were trying not to talk about you on every show. It was like, maybe we'll just have a show where like we won't talk about how all of his amazing matches, and then he starts to have this great promotion that we like, so we have to talk about you. I see what you're doing, Mike. I see what you're doing, and it's working, and it's going to keep working because you're the greatest. I love it.
yeah just it 11 out of 10 human being too,
seriously.
For real though,
so good. I love him. Shout out to Mike.
It was super cool being at the show, though, and, like, you know, as the show's going on, the referees are just, you know, other wrestlers that are on the show that aren't mm-hmm. working in that particular match. The ring announcer is just, you know, whoever's got a loud voice that happens to be, like, around for the night. Same with, there's, like, you've got one fixed camera. Right. Like there's one hard cam, and then, you know, like so this they use some of Crossbody's camera guys, so they you know, there's some extra roaming cam that wasn't, you know, normally there, but and then as the rest, you know, or sorry, as the fighter tainers fight finish their fights, you know, they're encouraged to just go sit amongst the general public and like watch the rest of the show, and you know, go hang out with Veda on commentary and just mm-hmm. do random spontaneous commentary. So we get to the end of the show, and like the cool thing for me is there's this like whole row of people that are now out there because they've had their fights, and the the main event of the show was Speedball Mike Bailey versus Crossbody champion Mikey Jenkins.
Oh, sweet.
And amazing, amazing match. And just seeing this whole row of wrestlers, like, I want to watch wrestling with Sway Archer all the time. He is my favorite person to see react to wrestling because of, like, just everything. He's just so into it. I love it. Mm-hmm. It was my favorite because it's just like, just watching wrestlers enjoy wrestling was like, or fighter trainers enjoy fighting was,
yeah,
it's just fun. Like, it's something you don't normally see.
Some of them, Mike, they never get out of their own heads, honestly. Like, I love you guys, y'all are the best, but sometimes it's like, all right, dude, like, maybe just chill for 1 second. Sometimes they never chill for 1 second, and I get it. Kayfabe, brother, forever. I love you for it.
Yeah.
I want you to also. You know what I mean? It's like I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place, because I'm like, maybe chill, but I'm also like, don't chill, man. Keep that shit forever.
It's fun to know that, like, you know, people are still fans of it.
That's how I feel, really. It's not about kayfabe. It's like, I just want you to know you're still having a good time.
Yeah, exactly. But that was... Also, speaking of people who had dope weeks, you know, one match with Speedball at Fightertainment on Wednesday last week, but then he made so much gear for so many people last week. So I don't know if you had a chance to catch up with Sway at all during the week.
We were at Wally Mania at one point together, but he was like trying to help coordinate getting a bunch of friends in, so he was like constantly just like, oh, there's Sway, like, maybe, and then like he's gone over, oh, I gotta go there, I gotta, so like, shout out to Sway Archer, not only busy with the gear but busy being a good friend and coordinating getting into events.
Yeah, and well, we're on the topic, actually, next week on this show it will be myself, it will be Righteous Reg, it will
be here too,
it'll be Sway Archer, and Jackson Roy, and Mikey Truth, and D. Smith. All four members of Dynasty are going to be hanging out here with us next week. So it's going to be a lot of camera frames on the screen, a lot of people to talk to.
Mikey Truth, shout out to Mikey Truth, going to be very exciting. Like, the brother, like, consistently is in contact with me on Instagram, so this should be good to finally do a pod together. I'm excited about this.
He is one of my favorite people to see at shows. I love Mikey.
Seems like a really good dude. I'm excited about this. This is going to be really dope, man. I think I do want to get into it. It was WrestleMania weekend. Mm-hmm. And when this thing was pop, like the first collective I went to, like that weekend, I probably went to like legit my 10 wrestling shows, like back to back to back to back to back. This year, I went to total 3 wrestling shows. 3.
Okay.
And for a reason. There's a bunch of reasons, I think. I will start off by saying I am spoiled. Like, watching, being able to cross the bridge and watch West Coast Pro. Like, I'm not like, I have to see every wrestling show ever now. It just doesn't feel like it used to. That's it. Don't feel like it used to. I could really get into it, but we have some guests.
We do have some guests. Give me 1 second, because I gotta. Where do I turn the overlay off? Okay, there's where I turn the overlay off, and here's where I bring in our guests, and here's where I bring them, so you can see them properly. So we do. So perfect week to do this, because we have two Philly boys here the week after Mania just tore through Philly. Have both the psychedelic psychonaut, the real skater boy, Christian Robinson, the Fightertainment Tournament of Breath Weapons Master and unsanctioned pro heavyweight champion, the young bruiser, Charlie Tiger, who is also, fun fact, my first ever pro wrestling interview.
Yes.
Back. Full circle. Like,
way back. Way back.
Man, I'm sad, because this WrestleMania weekend I didn't get to capture my boy Christian doing a skate trick somewhere randomly. Like, where was I? I think that was in Texas. I got to watch you bust one out. I'm very upset that I didn't get to watch you shred this time, my brother.
Dude, it was a up and down Mania week for me, because he's shaking his head because he knows I was at FDR Skate Park. I was about to wrestle at New Fear City, and they asked me, they're like, hey, can you get some B-roll since you're a real skater boy of this shit? Mm-hmm. You know, we're in your hometown, your home park. Like, let's see what's popping. So I'm doing my thing, and my buddy's skating with me. We're trying to get a trick back to back, and I'm landing my trick, and he messes up a couple times, and I keep trying. And then on the last try, I twisted my ankle. Oh. And I missed 3 matches.
Oh, no.
Or two. I had 3.
You had 3.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
I'm sad to hear that. I'm kind of glad you brought it up, though, because like I've meant to ask, obviously, and I wanted to wait till I had you on the show because it was just easier. But you know, skating, obviously, that's a pretty injury prone activity. Pro wrestling, pretty injury prone activity. You somehow have decided to do both. Why and how and like how often do either one fuck with the other for you?
Is this the first time?
This is honestly the first time where I've skateboarded and then couldn't do my job, you know? Okay. And because a lot of people brought that up before. I remember when I first started training CZW, DJ Hyde, he was like, you can't really skateboard or anything like that that's going to like jeopardize you of like you being you. But eventually when people found out that I'm actually gnarly and I'm not pretending to be some like dude, you know, I started incorporating it into my my whole brand. So it has always been a part of me, even if I do stop skating for a couple months, you know. But yeah, this is the first time it's really interfered with the wrestling. Like even right now, like if I had to wrestle, I wouldn't be okay. But I know what I'm doing now for up until 10 days because we have unsanctioned 420 and yeah. You know, I'm icing, I'm rehabbing. I know what I got to do to get to where I got to be. But it's no joke out here, man. Like, you know.
It's real life every day.
Every day.
You could twist your ankle walking around the corner. You never know.
Man. Yeah.
And that's why, real, bro.
It's true.
That used to be a daredevil or carefree, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. Like, as a kid, right, I imagined what everything I wanted to be. Was like I had three dreams, either a rock star, a pro skater, or a pro wrestler. And even though I'm not a pro skateboarder at all, I'm still getting to kind of live out that skate dream through wrestling a little bit, you know. And like it'll always be a part of my identity. I was sponsored by Terror Planet X, so. You know, I was technically an accomplished skateboarder, if you want to, you know, say that in a way, but I'm also not pretty bad. I think out of every skateboarding wrestler, I would come out on top of on a game of skate.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Like,
that's not even me talking and promoing. I think people know.
So. All right. Well, the other thing, too, is like, yeah, traveling for wrestling kind of does unlock your ability to check out some spots and parks that normally you wouldn't be able to get to if you were, you know, just doing some, you know, 9-to-5 job or something around town.
Yeah, I think the coolest skate parks that I have hit up because of wrestling have been there's this, I think it's called Campus Skate Park, or maybe it's not called Campus, but in Ohio. There's a skate park right on campus by Ohio State. And it is probably top two skate parks I've ever been to in my life. And like the perception of Ohio, if you're not in the Midwest or just like if you've never been there, is like you wouldn't think that they'd have like dope skate parks or skate spots, but they do. Mm-hmm.
Ohio is like a really big cornfield with like cool stuff hidden in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's not full of corn. It's just like,
yeah.
Like, this way it's just crap, you know? It's like there's just nothing everywhere. And then it's like, but if you know where to go, I was like, oh, yeah, you can find a lot of cool stuff.
It's also the skate park in Louisville, Kentucky. I can't even talk right now. we're drinking, you know, doing other, you know.
Yeah, so as the homie Mike said, both of y'all boys are in Philly. How did it feel to have the big show kind of close to home? I know usually – in situations like this, when WrestleMania week comes to some place that's kind of close to where you are, like a home base, you kind of feel you could feel a type of way if you're not booked or if you're not in these situations. So how did it feel kind of, we'll start with you, Charlie, like kind of being in the midst of it and actually getting some bookings this time and being able to experience being
there? Yeah. Like you said, a lot of times you got to pay your own way if you want to get out to WrestleMania weekend and get those opportunities in. You know, if you pay your own way and it doesn't work out the way you wanted it to, you know, you might feel a certain type of way. But I feel like it's all about sowing them seeds, you know, because you never know what you do this year could result in 7 years down the road. And that's why I always think it's important to get out as much as you can. But, I mean, having WrestleMania in Philly, I think it was just a blessing because it was just mad easy, you know. I mean, I didn't have to leave my house pretty much. That was pretty much the hardest part, is leaving my house, because it's just so comfy here, you know. But but it was great to have all these shows in town. Just the hardest part is just, you know, the traffic. At least it's not as bad as New York or LA. But so, you know, you go around to different shows in a day and not have too many issues. And it was great to have, you know, like four matches last week. Wasn't too many, you know, compared to a guy like Mike Bailey. But it was a lot of people were like, oh, yeah, wow, four matches is pretty cool. You know,
can't compare to a guy like Mike Bailey. That's the first thing. Yeah. You can't do that.
No, every time, never fails.
Yeah, so no, I'm just blessed to have what I have. And I feel like to have WrestleMania in town, like, I was kind of like the Eclipse. You know, it's not going to be in town for a long time. So I got to take advantage while it's here.
Just like love it while we're experiencing it.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
It felt fitting though, because Philly is just such a wrestling place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's hard to run wrestling shows, unfortunately.
But also, yeah.
Yeah. We love a commission.
It's almost like there's a little bit of a resurgence though, because I see a couple smaller shows, you know, doing stuff. They got the big guys coming in town.
Dude, how many times do people ask you, when can I come see you in Philly? And like, there's never. In the past 2 years, there's been some wrestling happening in Philadelphia, but before that, really nothing down here.
Besides like Ring of Honor,
GCW.
Besides sometimes, like when the big shows would come and run the 2300 or whatever, is really when it's it.
Yeah.
That's true. You know, you something I kind of mentioned it off the top of the show, but I wanted to ask you about, because it's just like, it looked like it was a ton of fun, but helping run stuff at Tournament of Breath. How was that whole day? Because that, as far as the week goes, like, I know, like, you're kind of anytime that Fightertainment's at the brewery, you're there. But it's such a fun atmosphere and a different presentation for wrestling compared to everything. That like, when I look at the week as a whole of like all the shit I watched, I'm like, that was the first night of the week, and that still stands out as some of the most fun I had as a fan watching.
Awesome.
So,
it's a whole vibe. I mean, it was a great way to start WrestleMania week, you know, just to rant out with something, a whole crazy new type of entertainment experience. I mean, Mike Bailey, that's his show. He threw the responsibility of setting the whole tournament up on me last minute as I was going up the show. He was like, you're going to coordinate the weapons. I mean, he knew I'm the weapons guy, you know, because I pulled up with the blade, you know, scared him a little bit, but, you know, he knows I know what I'm doing. But so he had all the inflatables, and he didn't know what he was doing a deathmatch tournament, if I'm being honest.
Right. You
know? But I've been around enough for deathmatch wrestling. I don't really know what I'm doing there, but like, I know weapons. So I made up the stipulations, you know, I made the brackets and whatnot. And I think it worked out pretty cool. I think it made sense, right? You know, we had. I mean, I didn't know what I was walking into. I just walked in, saw what we had in the arsenal, and I just lined it up the way I felt made sense, you know.
That was a good time. I'm it was really impressive the way you adapted your experience with deathmatch wrestling to life match Fightertainment.
Hell yeah.
Like they went hand in hand.
Yeah.
Love that.
But like, look, a lot of crazy shit happened last week, but something's coming up in a couple weeks, or like a week and a half, whatever, split the difference. We're here to talk about it too. UP420 unsanctioned.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Look at that.
Look
at that card.
It's a sick card right here.
Look at these future WrestleMania contenders right here.
That's an insane card right there, my brothers. Like, how does it feel to just like you? We kind of talked about a resurgence in Philly wrestling, but it feels like another kind of resurgence of independent wrestling as a whole. Of like, my favorite thing is it feels like territorial. There's great things happen in different places. How does it kind of feel to be a part of this new resurgence of wrestling and be from Philadelphia too?
I think it's obviously good for all wrestling, whether it's popping, you know. We like for the competition to be there. So whether you like it or not, like, you're going to be competing against some dogs, and it's only going to be
that's what better. I love. Yes,
I think one of the most important things that I'm learning, kind of just this year, and like, it's, you always hear this, right? But like, you can't outwork the hustle, right?
Yeah,
it's like sometimes people hate going places and doing things and you know, paying the dues and doing what they gotta do. But like you, it's not gonna happen on your couch or in the bed, you know. And I think that is honestly the most, you know, it's like it hits people at different times, of course, just with life circumstances and just like, you know, with whatever you got going on. But, you know, I think that is like the main thing that I'm seeing is just so many young, hungry kids, you know, that are hungry in like a different, because when I was like, you know, 18 or 19, like, you know, I just had so much going on. And like, even though I was around and doing what I had to do, I wasn't thinking in terms of like how a real athlete should be thinking or someone right. that's like, you know.
Great to have so many places to, you know, possibly make opportunity for yourself, right? You know, just you go anywhere in the country and there's probably going to be a wrestling show, you know?
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we got a couple, we definitely got some unsanctioned fans in the chat. Mm-hmm. Brian Collar, we throw it down in the 614.
Yeah. I know Brian. What's up, dude?
Shout out to Columbus, Ohio. Park, dude. Best wrestling in Columbus. Fight me on that.
Okay. Columbus, hey. They speaking up.
I don't know. Look at that card, though.
I mean, they're making some points with this card. This card is insane. Christian got a good match. I just saw the homie Jeffrey John this weekend too. Shout out to homie Jeffrey John.
If this match was a year ago, I would have had some crazy things to say about Jeffrey John. You know, but me and Jeffrey John, like as different as we are the same. You know,
right?
Like we're two of the most cared about people at Unsanctioned. Like I know I consider myself a pillar. I know Charlie. Mm-hmm. Definitely is a pillar.
I mean, I'm the champ.
He's the champ. Before the champions, bro.
If you're a pillar, I'm the crest on top. Ever the pillars are surrounding me, dude. For real.
Nah, Charlie's spitting.
You heard him. You heard him. Yeah, he's the whole damn fucking. I don't even know what the shit's called.
Charlie said, "That's y'all over there. I'm up here."
He said, "Y'all can keep the pillars." So I got the bulbs. You see, don't worry. You know, I've been on my Daniel Bryan shit here. So
yes,
these people haven't forgotten, you know, the summer of the Psychonaut 2022.
Let's go.
I would say I'm going to try to take the belt off him, but the last two times I wrestled, I lost. And it's because I'm in the best shape of my life. And I'm a little slimmer. Okay. Mm-hmm. Even though I look better, I'm a little lighter. So I might not have as much force. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Makes sense.
But I'm still also better.
Did we lose to Yo-Yo at the last show?
You can't stop trying, though, Christian. I don't
know. Bro, why is this supposed to be my friend? Yeah, I'm like trying to be real, man. It's like
real with you, know what I mean? Hey, you got to wrestle.
He probably wants you to challenge him, right? I want to see you in there.
You got to wrestle Yo-Yo at the next show, Charlie.
I'm wrestling Yo-Yo, yeah. Yo-Yo's got some momentum. I better watch out. Yo-Yo can roll me up out of nowhere, but... Hey,
I mean, it seems like when people beat me, they get a world title shot. So that's got to mean something.
Hey, fair enough.
They're using you as a stepping stone, Chris. I don't know if you want to be into
that. You're right. Damn, you're right. None of that. Yeah. You know
what? On second thought.
How'd I beat you for a title shot, too? That's crazy.
Wow. Wow. All right.
See what they're doing? See what's happening to me? They put me up against all the best guys. They're like, you're like technically one of the goats here, so you got to go against the best competition, and that's sometimes true. You don't come out on top, but you know what?
No, look, you don't want to become not about that. Dolph Ziggler role.
I don't care about them. I don't care about the haters. Okay, I never cared about the haters. You know what? I've been down before.
The haters make me stronger.
Yeah, I don't care about
that. Is true. What kind of strategy you got for Yo-Yo out there, though, Charlie?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably not.
Oh my god, you know how long I've been waiting to wrestle Yo-Yo? Oh my god. He barely beat me. The only reason he won is because I can do whatever I want to Yo-Yo, dude. I'm gonna throw him across the ring a couple times. I'm gonna pancake him. I'm gonna smash him on his face, probably bash him in the back of his head. I'm gonna pummel this dude, and he's gonna be lucky if he can get any offense on by 5 minutes in the match, I guarantee you.
Wow.
All right, Charlie Tiger.
We're in a bar. We're gonna have people going crazy around the ring. You're gonna have a wild tiger feeding off all that energy, eating what? Yo-Yo? I'm gonna be hungry after I'm done.
Apparently Tiger's bringing the squash match back. All right.
Straight up on the indies. You don't see a lot of them on the indies. Probably not going to give it up.
You know, that is, you really don't see a lot of squash matches on the indies, though.
No.
No.
Doesn't make sense.
They got a lot of competition out here, I tell you what.
Yeah. That, and I also think it would be hard, you know, it probably hard to pitch a squash match to a lot of people.
Yeah, right? Like, hey, I flew you out. You're over here. You're doing all this. Do you want to be
cool
in a match?
With losing? Are you cool with losing in like 3 minutes, 4 minutes, not getting much in?
Yeah, I mean, I guess when you got a big ass dude that like could be a demon or like empowered by something supernatural, and like they obviously bench 405 and they're super huge. I mean, I don't know. I guess some people don't know how to fight and they look at a guy like that and they want to back out. But I mean,
damn,
that's true. That's true. This show, the Unsanctioned Pro, is one of many 420 shows this year. It seems like the theme is being ridden very hard this year, and I'm very excited about it myself. I didn't want to say every wrestler I know partakes, but does every wrestler I know partake?
Well, I think wrestling is an industry in which medicine such as cannabis is very useful. So
I know for my whole life, you know, from my parents on, like, cannabis has always been a thing that I've always been, you know, familiar with. And I know people look at me and they're like, yeah, that guy definitely, you know. But
yeah,
I think as an athlete, and especially with a bunch of, you know, a bunch of things going around in terms of like things you shouldn't do, I think weed is one of the things that, you know, is starting to be, you know, looked at as like, not as a business, but it's starting to take as a business too, but it's starting to be taken serious as like, if you were, you know, like they don't test for it in WWE anymore. NBA, they don't test for it. And, you know, that's a,
I didn't know that.
A great thing. It's a great thing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's no surprise, you know, you see a lot more healthier habits in wrestling now than, you know.
To the chagrin of the Undertaker. The Undertaker's like, these kids these days do not know how to get down.
Yeah, no. Roll up, Taker.
Roll up, Taker.
Yeah, that's one of our inside jokes.
It's funny.
If you watch any WWE documentary, Undertaker looks like he needs someone to roll him a blunt.
I'm sure Undertaker
loves. Undertaker's looking, he sees Roman Reigns rolling a fat tribal wood. He's like, you know, he's like, I used to be that fucking guy at one point. Roman's like, chill out, old man. You can hit my blunt. You can hit the tribal. You can tribal chief with me. Just get the fuck back.
Undertaker's like, I used to be the guy around here. Huh?
You know, I won a couple of WrestleManias, like 21 in a row, 22. You know.
Hey, back in my day, we would have taken you to wrestler's court for having that here.
Oh, don't take me to wrestler's court, please.
It's funny. Christian telling the story about his parents, though, kind of it made me realize I had like one of those moments with my daughter's.
Oh yeah, you're just telling me about this.
My daughter's just about to turn 13, and my wife came up the stairs the other day and was talking to me, and she opened the bedroom door and was just standing in the doorway, and my daughter passes by in the hallway, and she's like, it stinks in there, Dad. It smells like weed. Yeah, I know what weed is. And I was,
yeah.
I had nothing to say. I was just like,
yeah, dude.
You're right. It is. You're right. It is.
Also, if it wasn't going to be my parents, it would have been around the same age anyway, too, because like I was going to the skate park by myself by 12, 13 years old. And like, man, you know how it gets down. Like, it's, you know, people grow up fast.
All the skater boys are drinking beers and smoking weed for sure.
Yeah. Since 2013 EST.
How does it, Christian, you know, one thing that I've really enjoyed with this whole thing is that you've been adding in the reason that you have the skating and the wrestling and you putting it all together with the videos and the visuals and all that. What made you kind of take this different routes and add this extra element to your character?
You know, I like, kind of like I said earlier, skateboarding is such a big part of my life. Like, Yeah, I have a rolled ankle right now, but I made sure to go try to skate around today, you know.
Right.
Like I don't feel sane unless I'm riding around my board just listening to my music. And I don't have to be doing tricks or doing crazy stuff, but I just need to be out there just like, you know, just cruising. And I think what made me look to myself and think that I could do something, like, you know, has the opportunity to film a promo, like to be able to stand out in that way was my boy Ketchy at one point in 2020. Mm-hmm. He wanted to film a promo with me, and it wasn't like the same thing that I'm doing now with like the VX camera, but it was an HD camera and it was a wide angle lens, and it was kind of the same vibe, but it was a little different. And I filmed one with him, and that got really good reception. And then after a while, I wasn't able to film with him anymore. He got really busy. And my friend Gunner, who I know from this town. So we live in a town right out of Philly, Lower Marion, where Kobe's from, actually. Mm-hmm. And we started an Instagram page to get skateboarding in the community around here.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, so we actually got a skate park down here.
That's cool.
Yeah. Wow. And I met this kid Gunner through that. I would have met him anyway because he's around. But he had a VX, which is like with all those Thrasher videos, all the historic skate videos from Philly. From everywhere, you know, they were filmed on VX 1000s. And we made one. And I know the one I made for Unsanctioned when I was going on that undefeated streak. I think that was the one that kind of solidified it, because it was I did ones before that and they were good. But this is the first one where I kept it under a minute. I kind of was like, you know, feeling myself, you know, like I believed. I was the champion up until that point. Like I was, you know, I was crushing it. So I was like,
you're Cody Rhodes before Sunday, pretty much.
Yeah, I was. Don't worry, we're getting back there. But I think the reception I got from that, just like that, let me know. It was like that's even if I drop off the face of the earth tomorrow, like, you know, no one will be able to replicate that. And if they do, I did it first, you know.
They're going to be biked.
And I think even with Darby Allin being a skater, and you can kind of see that my skateboarding is different, right? But, like, my whole persona and my whole thing is just different. Like, no one ever No one ever compares me to Darby Allin, which is, like, I'm
– right.
You know, which is why I'm happy. And, like, he's able to do his thing how he wants to, you know, jump off buildings and – whatever you do, right?
It's like, just like there's different styles of wrestling, it's different styles of skating too. Like,
yeah, there could be different skater guys in the business,
of course. And there are like my boy Brandon Potts,
BSJ.
Dude, I saw him at the Suplex Block Party, and he had a Catch Point shirt on, and he was grilling me because he's from Philly, and I forget his name, but I definitely seen him around. Definitely seen him around from my. You know, I was skating in Philly 12, 13 years. Like, he was grilling me, like, you weren't Love Park, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, like on my case, like, I'm like, bro.
It sounds like we need to do an IWTV exclusive wrestler skate off.
First of all, I have the footage. Second, I was like 12 years old, like literally 13 years old, you know, and I didn't know the dude's name. I forget it now, but hopefully if you're watching this, one day, because he's definitely really good. Like, I could tell. He had the ripped shoes.
I love this. We're going to have the wrestlers skate off, and then we're going to have all the wrestling rappers rap off. It's going to be a great day.
Oh, can I get in that?
Yeah, if you want. Totally. You spit.
That's
spit. I'm better at pre-writes, though.
We both kind of spit. I'm better at pre-writes.
That's absolutely something that needs to happen one day. It's just an Indeed wrestling day.
Yeah,
we did a Drake also AI has last week. That also fun. Has some skateboarding and some hip hop and some hardcore.
Definitely got to have hardcore.
I need that. Yeah, that sounds like a great day.
Oh yeah,
I'm in.
Yeah,
book it, Dano.
Yeah,
no.
No. We're starting the GoFundMe.
I can give you a four.
We'll start the GoFundMe, and we're only going to do it if we hit the goal, because we're not booking a wrestling show if we don't have the money to pay for it.
What? Life says you can do that. I've seen it a bunch
Fuck
of
no.
times. I've seen it no. so many times.
Look, I'll take the GoFundMe to fundraise it, but if it doesn't hit the goal, we don't do the thing. Because
no, you still run the show. I advertise it.
No.
I don't have to pay the wrestlers. They, what did they do?
No.
These promoters are insane, man. People really think like that too. Like, I got $13. Guess I'll run this show. It's like,
yeah. I'll take out a $5,000 bank loan and run a $20,000 wrestling show. That's what everyone. That's what all the other promoters do.
Keep your monies, bros. Keep your money.
No, see. That's if anyone's wondering why you only saw that local promotion one or two times, that's probably what happened.
Or maybe not even local. Everyone
knows one promotion that was like that. Come on.
Some of them are bigger than you even knew. I want to talk about goals in 2024 because we got through this weekend. This weekend was kind of frustrating for me because it got a lot of wrestlers that I think are amazing were down on themselves because they weren't booked. And it's like, again, we talked about it coming into this weekend. Don't let this weekend define you. Let WrestleMania weekend be the only thing that holds you up, because you need to be killing it every other month. And there's other important dates, and you could still come up without this weekend. So what are y'all goals coming into 2024? We're still pretty early into the year. Charlie's champ. So, I mean, he's up there. He's up at the top already. What y'all got going on for the rest of the year?
I think for me, I'll start with unsanctioned, since we're kind of unsanctioned heavy. I'm going to let my boy get his reign in, you know. Like I said earlier, it's
and I'm going to let you cook.
You won't have to let me. Don't worry. He wouldn't.
I'm going
to
let you cook.
He's not losing regardless. It's all good. I think I want to win the Harker title. I want to win tag team titles. I want to do something. Okay. I feel like I've let the people at Unsanctioned down just a tad bit with, you know, even though, like, they know, they look at me, they're like, how can he not end up being one of the best wrestlers in the world one day with all the talent in the ring, all the promos, like you said, like, it speaks for itself, not to toot my own horn. So I got to do something to validate those people, to make them not stupid, because they look like fools supporting me if I'm out here and I'm losing. You know, I honestly forgot that I lost to Ilya. Run that footage back when he says that. I looked like, no, I beat him. Like, oh, wait, no, I did lose. I was beating his ass the whole match. And then he did one of his little fucking cruiserweight little fucking.
That's what you got to watch out for, Charlie.
Like, that's what you got to watch out for. So I'm a good sprawler. I'm a great sprawler.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't sanction. I just want those people to, you know, have something for me to be proud of. Like, you know, everywhere else, you know, I'm the AWA Cruiserweight champion right now. Yeah, so I do have gold, you know, I am a Cruiserweight champion. And we're talking about the territories. Like, I feel awesome that, like, you know, we're 2 6'10" boys. Oh, yeah. He's got a championship in Ohio. I got a championship in Maryland. He's probably going to have a championship soon in Maryland. I'm definitely about to have a championship soon in Ohio. You know what? Derek, man, you're watching this. Tony Steele said tag champs with who, though?
It doesn't matter. Peep the name, dog. Keep the name Young, Dumb, and Smoke. Baby.
Young, Dumb, and Smoke.
Trying to get some more gold. I see what's going on.
Charlie wants one on each shoulder.
Hey, you already know why I got the recipes for tag wrestling, bro. Come on.
Come on, man. I've been learning a lot about tag wrestling. I mean, I've been friends with – we went to the same high school, and we became friends after high school, or at least after I graduated and I started training. A little bit about tag wrestling, just being friends with them, but the little times that we did tag together, you know, you're going to learn just being out there what it's about. And I think cohesively, like, we're the ones out of the five of us, they call us dumb. You know, they think, you know, we laugh at them because, like, what they're really saying is that we're entertaining and that they're, you know, sticklers and whatever. Fucking, we like to have fun over here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's already finished his drink, but I'll hear his pouring voice. You know, I wanted to keep it. You know, we're the dumb ones out of the group, but hey, we're the ones with gold right now.
Damn right.
So that's all I'll say.
There we go.
But yeah, I think the goal is to just branch out, win more titles, and keep being the real skater boy of this shit.
Hell yeah. What about Charlie? What about you, Charlie?
I'll do my goals. I mean, hey, I'm hoping to cement myself as one of the most dominant unsanctioned champions there is, you know, and yeah. I'll do whatever it takes to keep my belt. I mean, I want to up myself on the rosters and other promotions too. You know, I want to get up the power rankings. I'm going to try to get more number one contendership opportunities, man. I want to wrestle the best wrestlers around the world, whoever I can make that happen, you know, in America. I want to branch out again. I haven't been, you know, down south a long time. I haven't been to Atlanta or Florida in a couple years, you know. I want to wrestle in new states. I want to do a lot of things I haven't done, you know. I've done a lot, but I haven't done nearly enough. So I'm going to keep grinding, stay hungry.
Oh yeah, actually, you know, speaking of that, I met you in Montreal like a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah.
At IWS,
yeah. So. I debuted in Montreal this year, so I want to debut more cities. Yeah. I want to keep it rolling.
I'd love to see you back here around the Toronto area where I'm actually from.
Yeah.
So
I want to see y'all boys in Cali.
7-hour train ride.
Oh yeah,
we gotta make it happen.
Yep, this time I won't give you a clogged weed pen that'll make you sick.
Hey, it's honestly the way those things are made now, dude.
So yeah, it is. They're terrible.
The glob is gonna happen. You're not, it's not just you.
Yeah.
It's not.
No.
We go through the same thing up here.
I felt so bad. I was like, that's all I got. But yeah, get you with a couple pre rolls on the other side. So
still, sharing is caring. You shared.
Sharing is caring. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We're all about the 420 shows here.
Oh, that's yeah. I'm going to get so fried, I'm going to smoke yo-yo.
Hey.
And,
yo-yo, man.
I think y'all already know that.
We're going to Christy,
yo-yo in the canvas.
I smoked on Lex's pack. Even though I didn't win, I still smoked on Lex's pack. You know,
true.
That's going in the history books as one of the greatest indie promos ever.
That's facts.
You know, someone, I think Derek told me that someone said that. And I was like, you know what? Hell yeah. Smoked on Myron Pack. I didn't win. But again, we smoked on him.
Hey.
We definitely smoked on him.
Facts. Hey, y'all got to run that one back.
Definitely got to run it back. He's killing it. I'm proud of that dude.
Yeah.
He's killing it right now.
He's amazing.
I love this. Look at the chat. I'm so ready for the 420 show. I'm so excited.
It's going to be a really good show. This card is insane.
You know, it's K-Rob Van Dam here.
One more peek at this before we plug where everyone can find y'all at. Look at
you'll take turns reading the card, Charlie. I'm going to pull up the Ace of Cups.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. You go ahead. Run us through the card, guys.
That's a fire-ass card right here.
I'll say the first one. We got John Wayne Murdoch versus Akira for the World Hardcore Championship. Mm.
And then we got Heavyweight Championship. Darley Tiger versus Goya.
And we got for the Tag Team Championships, These Men Do Not Exist versus the Adi.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Kevin Blackwood versus Desmond Cole.
And then we've got Alex Colon versus Ron Bass Jr.
Hold up. And then second to last on here, we got Christian Robinson, the real skater boy of this shit, versus Jeffrey John.
And then last but certainly not least, we've got Sam Beal. Actually, Sam Beal can be last because he beat me. You know what? I'm not even going to be a hater. You know what? You're the best man. You know what? All love to Sam Beal. I can't be a hater. We got Sam Beal versus Rachel Armstrong.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Anna says plus more. It also says plus kind more. Of change because shit see, happens. Yeah,
I'm a good person. You see, I didn't just all of this. All of these matches could change tomorrow because cards are.
That's true.
Yeah,
no refunds.
And that. But
either that, way, if someone gets replaced, it'll be an even better replacement. Probably, you know, that's how this shit works. That's how this works.
It's pretty wild. That's usually how it's been working on like a lot of shows lately.
Right.
It's like the talent pool is just so stacked that it's like, oh, the replacement's not really like a replacement. It's just like instead of this dope match, you get this other dope match.
Right.
Replacement feels like such a like not, you know, it feels like a downgrade, but it never feels that way a lot of the time now.
Mm-hmm.
What a great time to be a fan of all this shit. I love
it. Yes. It's an amazing, amazing time.
That show is going to be on 420. That show is going to be on Triller Plus, which it's pretty cheap. You should just subscribe. Like, so much dope wrestling on there. But in the meantime, where can everyone find you guys at?
On Twitter /X at @CharlieTiger_ on Instagram @TheCharlieTiger_ on Facebook. I got a Facebook page. It's Charlie Tiger. But if you're going to look it up, you're probably gonna have to put two R's in Tiger. And I got a merch store at Big Cartel, charlietiger.bigcartel.com. I got a YouTube channel. I got some matches on there. You should check it out.
Got a sick vlog on there.
Oh yeah, Jordan's YouTube channel. There's the Young Dumb and Broke vlog. Got a lot of crazy content.
Yeah,
speaking to the mind of a madman. If you just so dare. I mean,
dare to see what we really like. You know, what we really be. You can find me on Twitter at Psychonaut610. That's Psychonaut610. On Instagram, Trippin_balls, 3 L's. Facebook, don't friend me on Facebook. YouTube, I should be tripping balls under there too. I've got some skate footage and some wrestling matches.
Yes.
And that's it. I have a TikTok account. Like, I'm trying to get on there and use it, but they only mess with the skate clips when I post the iPhone stuff. So if you care about any of that, you know, go on to TikTok. I'm tripping balls on there. 4 L's, actually. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And bro, got them in my house, bro.
Said 4 L's?
Not TikTok.
they already have your data anyway. Look at that. The phone buzzing right now. So they got you.
They're reading you right now. They're like, got him.
TikTok.
New message from the FBI. What's up, Trevor?
Like, got you, coach.
Amazing. They're only talking symbols.
Amazing. Thank you so much for hopping on here, hanging out.
Well, thank you guys for having us, guys.
Thank you for rushing home from work to jump on here to hang out with us. Very much appreciated. Before we get out of here, Reg, you know, where can everyone find you at?
You can find me every Wednesday. I'm here with Mike on Indeed. Later today, I'll be on with Denise, the AEW Dynamite post show. Grab City every Saturday. I want to tell everybody to check out this Sunday. If you're in Los Angeles, Chris Hero's throwing an insane wrestling show. Chris Hero's Pro Wrestling Tape. Going to be crazy. The card announced is insane. Chris Hero himself will be working. If you're going to be around, definitely check that out. It's going to be really, really fucking good.
Hell yeah.
I just got to address this because I saw Tony Steele say he was going to outdrink us early. And I wanted to be professional and just, you know, keep it rolling through the interview. But I'll have you know, you were not going to outdrink us. All right. I have to let you know right now. Okay,
see y'all.
The challenge has been set.
There you go. There you go. You have to buy the drinks and find out, Tony. myself, I'll be here next week. We're hanging out with the Dynasty guys. Outside of that, I don't know. I'll be around. I'm on Twitter. It's right there. Follow me. See you next week. Love you, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.